Well, Brendan Bolton is no longer the coach of the Carlton Blue Baggers. Let's talk to Matt Clappe, 1995 Premiership player, of course, now makes Perth his home, or is a Perth boy originally. He joins me now for his reaction. Matt, you still care about the Blues and what happens over there, don't you?
Oh, definitely, Simon. Yeah, I follow them intently. And yeah, a bit of a sad day. I thought they might have sort of allowed Bolts to see the year out. But yeah, definitely still passionate about them, that's for sure.
How do you see his tenure at the top? On balance, Matt, how did you see it?
Oh, look, I think it was a great appointment early on. A lot of young players. Teacher, obviously, he'd been at Hawthorn under probably one of the coaches that's spawned a number of successful senior coaches at the moment. But, yeah, good teacher. I think set some values and personal values as well as, you know, just values at the club in place. I think he's done a great job over the period. But, yeah, just the last probably 4 or 5 weeks, it's got on top of them a bit. They've played very well at times and in patches, but they just haven't been able to get over the line at the end of the day.
Have you heard what will happen next, Matt? We know that Bolton was an employee rather than a contracted coach, which probably saved the club a bit of dough. But have you heard from the inside what might happen next?
I haven't at this stage. I mean, I only read about it about half an hour ago myself.
Yep.
But, yeah, I mean, that was, I think, the appointment was in that regard, so that you know, it wasn't a yearly contract or a 5-year contract or anything along those lines, so that if they wanted to do something different down the track, which they're obviously looking at doing, it potentially wasn't going to cost the club a lot of money. Yeah, I suppose North Melbourne kicked it off with Scotty, but there's I would love to see Brett Ratten come back into the fold again. I think you know, he did exceptionally well when he was there and probably got a little bit of a raw deal, but that's probably more of a personal thing. But I think he's fantastic when he coaches. He's very statistical minded, and I wouldn't sort of put past, you know, the small resurgence of St Kilda to his presence there this year.
Yeah, one of your old teammates. It's been a while, hasn't it? Not a proud club, Carlton, a power club, one of the founders in the VFL. 95, it's been too long, hasn't it, Matthew?
I can't remember back that far. It has been a long time. I keep getting, I'm in business with a guy, Paul, who keeps reminding me that, you know, still relevant at this stage until another team comes up and knocks us off. But yeah, it has been a long time, and that's very unusual for a club like Carlton. But they're a proud club, and hopefully we can see some action over the next couple of weeks that, you know, puts them in good stead and probably gives the guys playing at the moment a lot more confidence in themselves.
Yeah. Matt, thanks for talking to us today. Thank you for picking up the phone. Have a good day.
No worries, Simon. Thank you. Cheers.